Hello and happy Thursday, December 2nd. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Contrary to numerous media reports this week, Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine did not add ink to his face. "I do not have a tattoo on my face," the 42-year-old singer said in an Instagram story on Wednesday. "Those who know me know I'm too vain. I'm too effing vain to get a tattoo on my face. I'll tattoo the rest of this, but no, the face has got to stay the same." Levine showed up at an Architectural Digest party Tuesday night at Pharrell Williams' Good Time Hotel in Miami Beach, sporting a black rose on the left side of his face. It was a temporary tattoo to hype Cala Rosa Tequila, which he and his wife launched last month. American Pie singer-songwriter Don McLean on Wednesday shared a delivery that he received from Taylor Swift. "What a classy artist," he captioned the pictures. "Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the flowers and the note." Last month, Swift broke McLean's record for the longest song to top the Billboard Hot 100 when All Too Well, the 10-minute version, from Red, Taylor's version, debuted at number one. McLean held the record for nearly 50 years thanks to his 8-minute and 37-second American Pie Part 1 and 2. He told Billboard, "If I had to lose it to somebody, I'm sure glad it was another great singer-songwriter such as Taylor." Swift responded by sending McLean flowers with a handwritten note that read, "Don, I will never forget that I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. Your music has been so important to me. Sending love from one writer of long songs to another. Your fan, Taylor." Animal rights organization PETA named Billie Eilish its 2021 Person of the Year on Wednesday. At 19, Eilish is the youngest celebrity to ever earn the title. "Billie Eilish is making sure that the party's over for meaty, milky meals, as well as for leather, fur, and silk," PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk said in a release. "PETA is happier than ever to be celebrating her for seizing every opportunity to point to vegan fashion and food that are kinder to animals and the planet that we share with them." A vegan for the past 7 years, Eilish partnered with Nike on sneakers made from vegan leather and launched a fragrance with no animal-derived ingredients that was not tested on animals. As co-chair of this year's Met Gala, Eilish ensured that guests were served vegan meals and convinced fashion brand Oscar de la Renta, who made her silk-free gown, to ban fur. Last month, Eilish launched happier-than-ever vegan milk chocolate bars and urged her fans not to cook turkeys for U.S. Thanksgiving. Arkells claimed on Wednesday that a man named Ron Kells, or R. Kells, has contacted them about the band's name. "My name is Ron Kells, and we have a problem with the name of your band and the rights to it," he wrote. "Please get a hold of me before the halftime show goes on, seriously." Kells is referring to the 2021 Grey Cup halftime show on December 12th, at which R. Kells will perform in their hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. After not receiving a response from the band, Kells followed up with another message. "Obviously y'all aren't taking me seriously," he wrote. "I'm not happy about my name being used internationally, let alone across Canada, especially as halftime entertainment for the Grey Cup. Get a hold of me ASAP, please." Kells ended with a warning. "You do not have permission to do this under my name," he wrote with his phone number. Kells shared screenshots of the messages on Instagram and captioned, "Attention CFL, we might have a problem. We promise that Kells are named after Kells Street in Hamilton, where the band lived." Kells was formed in 2006 and released their debut album Jackson Square in 2018. The band originally performed as Charlemagne but were reportedly threatened with legal action. It's not clear if Ron Kells is a real person or if the messages are meant to be serious. iHeartRadio.ca has not been able to verify the authenticity of these messages. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to this feed for new episodes every day. And thanks for listening.